In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. Okay, I'm looking at 1 Timothy, and I'm looking at the first chapter, and it's St. Paul writing, and he says, "I thank the Lord Jesus Christ, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." Let's look at that now. That the Lord Jesus Christ counted Paul faithful for putting him into the ministry. That's a very important thing, okay, because the next line says, "Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor, an injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of the Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." Okay, you see, again, I'm going to tell you this, that this is a reality, that the Lord does not look at your past in order to give you a future. The Lord does not look at your past to determine your future. Because the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ is forever. Because the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ is for you. Because the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ is real. If the Lord Jesus Christ looked at the persecutor Paul, the mass murderer Paul, if that's what the Lord Jesus Christ did, then Paul would have been a complete zero. But you see, the Word of God says, "I thank the Lord Jesus Christ, he has enabled me, but he counted me faithful." That the Lord counts Paul faithful. That is the greatest, greatest gift you can have from the Lord, that he counts you as faithful. He considers you to be faithful. There is no greater gift than to have the trust that God has in you. There is no greater gift. Because, you see, God entrusts those people that he trusts with his people. God entrusts those people whom he trusts with his people. And I'm going to tell you, God loves the world. God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus. And he entrusts those people that he considers faithful with his people. With his people. With his people. Now, I know of somebody that they were having this great prayer meeting with all these young people. And, you know, this pastor came in and threw them out. Just threw them out. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you, God does not entrust that pastor with anything. Because if this man had no ability to care for his sheep, I'm going to tell you, you know what God thinks about this man? Not very much. He doesn't entrust him with very much faithfulness. Because here he had what I would give my shoes for, to have young people come, that they would want to be discipled, that they would want to pray, and he throws them out. But you see, when God entrusts you with his faithfulness and he believes in you, then he sends you his people. And that is the sign of God trusting you. He sends you his people. Now, if people are not coming, then I have to think, I don't think I'm worthy of the Lord's trust. Like, if people don't come, then I'm not worthy of the Lord's trust. Yesterday, we received a telephone call. We went to the hospital. We prayed with this beautiful, beautiful special needs child, Christopher. I was born. I was at St. Adelini's Church for 7 years. Christopher was in that parish. Several months ago, he contracted leukemia. We went to pray with him. After we prayed with him, the fever broke and he threw up. So again now, Christopher has this swine flu. And so they called me up and we went. Three of us went. Father Martin, Nicholas, and I. And we went to pray with Christopher. God entrusts us with his people. God entrusts us with his people. Listen to what it says. I thank the Lord Jesus Christ. He has enabled me that he has counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Like, you know when the Lord counts you as faithful because he sends his people to you. And, you know, people that don't have a ministry don't have people. Oh, yeah, we can have a ministry of paperwork, and we can have a ministry of I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to make lists. You know, I lived with a priest that made lists, one list right after the other, never did anything else but make lists. He was a list man. And then he began to work for the diocese. Hallelujah. And you know what? Made some mistakes, and they threw him out. But I'm going to tell you, lists don't do it. You know when God entrusts you. You know when God has trust in you, he sends his people. He sends his people. That's when you know you have the Lord's trust. I'm not talking about money. I'm not talking about goods. I'm not talking about automobiles. The greatest thing that God does when he trusts a man or a woman is he sends people to them. People that you can help. People that you can bring through the valley of the shadow of death. People that you can encourage. People that you can love. People that you can proclaim the gospel to so that they too might come to know Jesus Christ. So the experience of having God's trust is that the people come. The people come. You know, wherever I've been, and I've been only in three parishes for the most part, okay? I've been ordained 30 years. 30 years I endured that generation. I hope the Lord doesn't say that about me. 30 years I endured him. He is a people whose hearts go astray, and he does not know my ways. I hope God doesn't say that about me, I tell you. You know, that would be an awful thing if he said that about me. But for 30 years I've been a priest, okay? This September, 30 years. But I'm going to tell you, even before I was a priest, he sent me people. He sent me people. When I was in the seminary, this is very interesting, you know. There was a front desk at the seminary, and when there was someone they couldn't handle, they'd call the seminarian, Tom. They would call me. They would call me. The priest couldn't handle them, so they called me. But you want to know what? That's a privilege. That's a privilege. That's a privilege. I remember the woman coming, and she told me how her daughter had died. And I listened, you know, with broken heart that she was telling about her daughter dying. And you know, my heart was just broken for this woman. They couldn't handle her. They couldn't handle her. Call Tom. What a privilege. What a privilege. You always know you have God's trust when he sends his people. You know that. You know that. So I said I was in three parishes, you know, and they said the same thing about me in all the parishes. You know, who are these people who come to Father Tom? Who are the people nobody else wants? Nobody else, I want to tell you, they're the people Jesus wants. They're the people Jesus wants. But see, we're in the process of building a community, and we need people that want to be committed unto Jesus Christ and have a little bit of smart so that we can build with the Lord so that we can shine like a light. You know, I'm all for broken people. But we're all broken, but you know what? We're in the midst of building a community. We're in the midst of having daily prayer. We're in the midst of seeing who God's going to send us, some young people so that want to give their lives, You see, the only thing we have to offer is Jesus. We don't have insurance. We don't have money. We don't have security. We have Jesus. Now, we've been thinking about this community. I've been thinking about it since 1987. It's something God put in my heart. And now we have with me a priest from Poland, Father Martin, who's really helping us with this, doing things that I would never be able to do. But you see, this is one thing we lack now. We lack people that have their feet on the ground. Their hearts can be in heaven, but their feet need to be on the ground. You see, your heart can be in heaven, but your feet need to be on the ground. Because if your feet aren't on the ground, you're going to be flying all over the place. And you're going to be so heavenly bound that you're no earthly good. You know, that's what a lot of people are. They're so heavenly bound that they're no earthly good. Then we have so people that are so earthly bound that they know nothing of heaven. You always got one extreme or the other, you know. People are so earthly bound that nothing of heaven makes any sense. And then other people are so heavenly bound that they're no earthly good. So right now we're in the midst of seeking the Lord that he would send people to us, young men to us, that would come to, not to learn, but receive the anointing, really. See, I had with me, who went to California, a young man who has a ministry. This young man is David. David did a broadcast with me a couple of weeks ago. Now, David followed me in California, and I had him minister to people also. Now, let me just tell you about David. David had no experience with my kind of ministry, with charismatic ministry. Call it what you want. No experience. Got a call from him yesterday. Father Tom, I'm all excited. What's he excited about? He says, I've been declaring healing for people, and two or three people got healed. I'm all excited. You want to know what happened? He got the anointing. I didn't teach him. I can't teach him that. That's something you can't teach. The anointing is caught, not taught. So, you see, he caught it. He caught it. Oh, I pray, I laid hands on him that he would receive the impartation, but now he's stepping out. See, that's what we need. We need men, young men, that want to give their life unto Jesus, that really want to make a difference in the world, that want to bring the prophetic word to the world, that want to bring healing to the world, that want to pray and make a difference in the world, because you see, the church as we know it is falling apart. The church in the West is falling apart. Now, I don't know if you know that, but it's falling apart. Now, I'm not saying we're the answer. I am no answer. Jesus is the answer. There's no other answer but Jesus. But I'm going to tell you, I can tell you that the Lord counts us as faithful because he has given us a ministry to his people. The Lord trusts us. See, God can trust me with money too because he knows I'm not going to use the money for myself. God can trust me with money. Because he knows I'm not going to use the money for myself. He knows that. He's had a lot of experience with me with money. So he can trust me with money. I'm not going to be like Judas. I'm not going to be doing things that I shouldn't be doing with the money. God can trust me with money. He can trust me with people. And you want to know what? He has trusted me with money. You know? People give me money all the time. And it doesn't go into my coffers either. It doesn't go into my coffers. The money that God gives me, you know, I have to use for him. That's the way it is. I remember one lady came to me, and this is what she said. The Lord told me that you've been dibbing into the monies. I said, honey, you weren't listening to the Lord because you know what? You got your guidance wrong. I don't take a penny for myself. I do not take a penny for myself, believe me. You're not listening to God. I can tell you that much. I have a lot of faults, but you know what? I don't need the Lord's money. I'd be afraid if I took the Lord's money, my hands would fall off. You might call that superstitious, but you know, when you steal from God, I'm going to tell you, you're in trouble. But, see, God can trust me with people. He can trust me with money. He can trust me. You know why? Because I've proven to him that I'm worthy of trust. Now, I'm not telling you that's always going to be that way, okay? I can change. You know, I can change. There's nothing in me that's so perfect. Only by the grace of God. This is by the grace of God. This is not that I have this ability, you know. I'm so good. No, this is the grace of God. The grace of God. Can God trust you today? Can he trust you with people? Can he trust you ministering to people? Can he trust you with money? Can he trust you? Can he trust you? It's an important question. If you don't have the trust of God, I'm going to tell you, you don't have anything. The worst thing that you can lose is the favor of God. That's the worst thing you can lose is God's favor on us. You can always get your money back. You can always get money back that you've lost. You can always earn more. but to lose the favor of God is to lose everything. That if the Lord looks at you and says, no more do I trust you, I'm going to tell you, you may as well die. You may as well die. When one loses the favor of God, one has lost everything. Everything, everything, everything. The only way you gain God's favor is live by faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. The only way you gain God's favor is that you extend yourself. You let yourself be spread out to God's people. Then he sees you're worthy of trust. And the more he trusts you, the more he can place under you. It's real. It's all real. I'm not talking about something that's not real. It is the grace of our Lord that was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. For before I was a blasphemer, a persecutor, but I obtained mercy. I obtained mercy. God doesn't judge your future by your past. Because we are under mercy. God doesn't judge your future by your past because we are under the shadow of the cross. God doesn't judge your future by your past because he is Lord and he is the Lord of mercy and his mercy endures forever and his covenant love endures forever and his covenant mercy endures forever and his loving kindness endures forever and no one need to go on the way they are because God doesn't judge your future by your past. As a matter of fact, your past can become fertilizer for your future. Take the drug addict that totally gives himself to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord delivers the drug addict. Oh, he'll be able to help other people. That time of drug addiction now becomes fertilizer for him or her to be used for other people. Because they understand. Oh, that scripture that I've often used. To those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good. Everything works together for the good. There's nothing in your life that will not work together for the good because he's God Almighty and he's filled with mercy. He's filled with compassion and his compassion is without end and his mercy is without end and it extends to you if you want it. It's an ocean of mercy. It's an ocean of mercy. It's an ocean of mercy. It's an ocean of mercy and even you can change by the mercy of the living God. Paul was a mass murderer, and he changed, and God could trust him. God could trust him with the ministry. God could trust him because he knew that Paul was not for himself, but for Jesus. When he says, far be it from me to glorify in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. Far be it from me to glory in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ. That's Paul. There was a great transformation in this apostle. A great transformation in this apostle. And if God can do it in the apostle, he can do it in you because he doesn't judge your future by your past. Unless you want it. Okay, you can all sit in your little mud hole and say, you know, poor me, I'm a victim. Get over it. Just get over it. We're all victims, I'm going to tell you. It's time to move on. It's time to say, okay, God, these are the cards I have to play with. Now, Lord, give me your grace. Give me your grace because there are things I don't know how to do. I cannot do too much, Lord. I am in need of your grace. I am in need of your mercy. I am in need of your love. I need you to come and do something in me that only you can do in me. I thank Jesus Christ our Lord, who has enabled me and counted me faithful, putting me in the ministry. I, who before was a blasphemer and a persecutor, but I obtained mercy. I obtained mercy. I obtained mercy. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is faithful, a faithful saying. worthy of all acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the biggest one. That's what he said. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And Paul says, I'm the chief sinner. But you know what? Grace is greater than my sin. Grace is greater than what I did. Grace is greater than killing Stephen. Grace is greater than being a mass murderer. Grace, grace, grace. Well, the way it is, that's what you want. Or you can just continue in your path, and you can self-destruct. If that's what you want to do, self-destruct, have a good day, okay? Have a good day. You don't need to self-destruct, because the mercy of God extends to you, because the mercy of God extends to me, because the mercy of God is without end, because God is God, and Jesus is still Jesus, and he still intercedes now for you as the great high priest. Never, never stop interceding for us, O Lord. He doesn't judge your future by your past. Hallelujah. But if you want to play the victim, you can be the victim. You know, God's not into me, you know. God won't do it for me. Yeah, well, you know what? Just give him yourself and shut up. Just give him yourself. Just give him yourself. Here I am, I come to do your will. Lord, if you can use me, I surrender all, you know. But mean it. Mean it. Mean it. And you will see that the grace of God that was effective in Paul will be effective in you. Honest. Honest. As Augustine was the greatest sinner, he became one of the greatest saints. You want to know why? Because Augustine's sin was no match to the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ when Augustine gave in. God did not judge Augustine's future by his past. Thank God. And he will not judge your future by your past, unless you want him to. And the ball is in your court and mine. So, Holy Spirit, help us to realize that you're so wonderful, and that you're still into changing people by grace. Love us, God, in ways we've never been loved. And entrust us with the trust that you trusted Paul with. Amen. Proof worthy of his trust. That's what it's all about. Proof worthy of his trust. This Sunday, we will be having at the Holy Rosary a time of worship. Time of worship and praise, and confessions will be available. We're looking for young people to come. We're looking for young people. It's going to be music that's contemporary and wonderful and worshipful. We're looking for young people to come to the Holy Rosary on Sunday at 7:30 in the evening, and you're welcome to come. Please come. Please come. Tonight is the last night at the Holy Rosary of the Revival. I cannot continue this next week. It's too much for me. But tonight we'll continue to praise the Lord. We have a 7:30 Mass, and then we'll praise God until 10 o'clock. And you're welcome to come. I cannot continue this next week. It's just too much. And you know what? My limitations are real. And I thought I could do it, but you know what? I can't. So, you know, I just say, you know what? Did the best we could. At least we did it for a week. So you come tonight, worship with us at the Holy Rosary. You're welcome. Let me also tell you this, Sunday, 7:30, we would love you to come. We really would love you to come at the Holy Rosary with us. Bring the young people. And you know what? I know there's been a lot of rain, and people, your roof is only going to get worse. Can I just say that? Your roof is only going to get worse. And Jimmy is a good worker. And this is the number you call if you need a roof, a part of a roof, or raindrops keep falling on your head. The telephone number is 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. And Jimmy will give you a good price. Jimmy will give you a good price. I promise that. And you know what? we are down in our donations, and if I'm going to continue to preach the gospel on radio, I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I'll say it again. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. We were down $13,000 last month, and we have to make it up in order to pay our bills. And I'm not worried about it, because the worst thing that can happen is to just go off station. Do the best I can. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I heard someone say, give me Jimmy's number again. Jimmy's number for the roof is at the rectory, 617-846-1210, and I hope the blue box will be working tomorrow, but we do the best we can on the telephone. And remember what my web address is, fathertoms.com, 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 and I hope you have a wonderful day. And you know what? God does not judge your future by your past. Study St. Paul. He'll tell you the same thing. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.